Make someone's day a little brighter with a thoughtful gift from Robin's Nest Blooms and More in Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique country gifts and home decor, you'll find the perfect touch for any occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, or just because. Not sure what to choose? A Robin's Nest gift certificate always fits just right. Stop in today at the corner of Orange and 3rd in Richland Center or call 383-1616 for delivery. Robin's Nest Blooms and More, where every gift blooms with love.
This week we have been previewing the All-Star football game, which will be coming up a couple of weeks from this weekend. And Richland Center well represented with players Liam Fingerson and Brady Dosh and the coaching staff for the South All-Stars, which has a Richland Center flair with head coach Andrew Troxell and assistants Dave Darling and Chris Clerken. Earlier this year, I caught up with both Coach Darling and Coach Clerken. I asked Dave Darling about this opportunity.
You don't get this opportunity very often. You know, lucky enough to have Coach Troxell ask me to come on staff and be part of this. You know, I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to coach with some of these guys and you know, actually put those players out on the field and see what happens. So
we'll put you on the spot then as far as offense. What do you anticipate coming up for the All-Star game?
Oh, boy, I love to run the ball. You know, that's probably my Achilles heel is I love to run the ball. Past game stuff, you know, I'm really looking forward to gleaning some information from some of these coaches. Coach Oliver, you know, that's privy to more of the passing game. So, you know, picking his brain, being able to probably take that back to where I coach, you know, and being able to, you know, upgrade that offensive style a little bit. But, yeah, I'm an I formation guy. You know, I really like to run the ball. We did a little two-back set and some single-back set this year. And so to be able to, you know, put that together with some more passing game, I think is going to be really, really beneficial.
We talked with some of the other guys about depth, but you're not going to worry about, oh, I got to put in a 110-pound freshman or sophomore.
Yeah, we talk all the time about trying to get more and more people out, you know. But, you know, sometimes you run into the quantity is not necessarily the quality. So, you know, it's kind of a fine line. You know, you can have as many kids out there as you want, but, you know, if they're not able to play and produce on the field, that just kind of runs into that, you know, that trap. So, yeah, super looking forward to having really quality guys, you know, and a lot of them, so that you're not, you know, trying to search around looking for, you know, who do I have to put in.
Dave Darling will be an assistant for the State Football All-Stars, and Chris Clerken as well joined us earlier this year in the studio to talk about this opportunity.
Talking about defenses as far as what I do, just bouncing things off of each other, I think we're going to enjoy finding new things we can bring to our defenses and make them that much better.
I know you've coached different positions for Richland Center. What's your favorite position to coach?
I would D-line, hands down.
Uh-huh.
You know, that was my favorite position in high school anyways. And, you know, just based on my size, I can't play quarterback. So
you wanted to, though.
Oh, everyone does. But yeah, D-line's my baby, my one thing that I love to do. And kind of stepping back and not having to be the coordinator kind of brings me back to the, you know, my passion as far as why I started coaching.
So. Mm-hmm. What about this past year? Some highlights from the last season at Richland Center?
A lot of injuries. And I'm looking forward to actually getting some guys that aren't going to be hurt coming into the season and, you know, can withstand at least playing one game. So, but otherwise, it's as far as the group that we had this year, the group of seniors was awesome. We're going to miss, you know, Brady Dosh. We're going to miss Abe Bosworth, you know, those guys that have been in the program for a long, long time. Those are just some of my favorite memories of those guys. So it's not necessarily just games and plays. It's just being around those guys.
This will be kind of a prerequisite to the new season, the 26th season for Richland Center, too. I mean, you're going to do this, and then you're going to jump right into your local camp, too. So
yeah, I think we get, 1 week off, 2 weeks off, and we start. So, yeah, it's a little head start for me and to get my mind back into turning with football because I also do baseball. So it's one of those days in between there where baseball ends and football starts. My brain goes, okay, we're football now. And I can stop thinking about baseball and just do football. But it'll be a little bit of a mesh here for a little bit, and then we'll get right into football for us.
Good luck to Coaches Darling and Clerken and Coach Andrew Troxell as they get ready for the State All-Star Games. Coming up, we'll have more interviews leading up to that time. The actual game is coming up on July 18th at Titan Stadium, UW-Oshkosh. Hometown baseball this weekend. The Cavs Reds are quite busy. Coach Nick Stittleberg talked to us this week about the Reds and their season and games coming up this weekend, including one on Sunday against Wisconsin Dells, which we will have on WRCO.
A little over halfway through, but it seems like it just started just a little bit ago.
Who's hitting the ball well for Casanova right now?
We have quite a few guys, actually. Sammy Clary in the leadoff spot has been hitting probably the most consistent for us. He's hitting line drives pretty much every at-bat for us, pulling it and hitting it to the opposite field as well. Micah Selsbury's been showing off a little power at the plate for us. He had a couple home runs in the game for us the other day. Then Houston Boland behind the plate's been hitting it well. He had a couple of hits, including a grand slam this past weekend. And then Monty Jennings, I know, too, he's been a double machine. He's been the Lyle Overbay of the team. You could say he had, I think, five or six doubles now in the year at least.
And no, you had a real close call against Sauk Prairie. Really good game last Sunday, but you couldn't quite pull it off, it sounded like, Nick.
Yep. We had a couple. They played very good defensively. They had four or five diving catches in the outfield, a bunch of nice plays at first base. We just couldn't get anything going in the early going, and that unfortunately got us in a hole we couldn't quite dig out. We were down 9-0 going into the ninth inning and ended up scoring 9 in the ninth to tie it up, and unfortunately ended up losing it in the 10th on a walk-off.
You have a lot of big games coming up in July, don't you?
Yep, a lot of playoff implications coming up here for us, but we have like the Cavs celebration coming up. We have two games that weekend. This is 4th of July weekend. We'll have Saturday, Sunday we play as well, and it's an action-packed month, you could say.
Casanova manager Nick Stittleberg. We'll have the game on Sunday, 12:45 pregame time and 1 o'clock first pitch time as the Reds play host to Wisconsin Dells.